Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Orange County is blessed with many great writers who call our area home. Of course, many moved here from some other place, like Daniel Wallace, who grew up in Alabama where he set his first novel, Big Fish. Others grew up here and then moved away, like Jay Lutze, who now lives in Avery County, which is the scene of his highly praised Stand Up This Mountain. But New York Times bestselling author Sarah Dessen grew up here and stayed here. You might still remember when Dessen was a student at Chapel Hill High or when she was waiting tables at the old Flying Burrito. Even those who predicted her great success, though, might be taken aback by a recent New York Times reviewer's description of her as a seasoned author. Isn't she too young to be seasoned, I would ask, but seasoned she is, aiming her books at unseasoned teens and writing about similar unseasoned teens as they move from childhood through the challenging years of adolescence. In her latest book, The Moon and More, the chief or the lead character is Emmeline, who works for the family's house rental business at a North Carolina beach town. Emmeline loses both her longtime local boyfriend and her newfound summer love. Of course, there's heartbreak involved, but the reader and Emmeline come to believe that it is all for the good. Well, Daniel Wallace and Jay Lutze will join Dessen and David Hartman, former host of Good Morning America, on the evening of Tuesday, February 25th at Top of the Hill on Franklin Street for a conversation at Writers for Readers. This event will raise funds to support the efforts of the Orange County Literacy Council, which teaches non-reading adults the literacy skills to help them find and keep jobs, to follow doctor's instructions, and maybe even to help with their children's or grandchildren's schoolwork. So why are these three very successful and busy authors helping to support struggling readers? Well, one answer, of course, is that the writers know that without readers, there would be nobody to buy their books. But this is not the real reason. Just as adults learning to read have to struggle to learn, authors often have to struggle through dark times of writer's block and unsatisfactory drafts. They know what it's like to fail with one writing effort and then to come back and try again. In a recent blog, Sarah Dessen described her recent unsuccessful effort to write a new novel, and she describes the agony of giving up on a long-time project, thinking and then saying, I gave it everything I had, and it wasn't enough. Adults learning to read have to deal with similar tough times. And maybe it will help them to know that Dessen, Wallace, and Lutze are on their side, each knowing what it is like to struggle through failure before they find success. This is D.G. Martin.